This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Glad to have you listening. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, we're going to head to Charlotte. What do you call Charlotte, by the way? What do you call it?
Birmingham with taller buildings.
Okay. we're going to talk to Michael K.
Don't tell Michael K. I said that. It's very white bread.
Yeah.
With Maine. I know they have cooler neighborhoods now, like we have.
They do.
Like Midtown West and Fourth Ward and all that. But still, it is what it is.
We're going to head there because we're trying to figure out what their draft looked like overall, what it means for the team. And, you know, look, dude, we feel like every team will tell you they feel like they got better after the draft. It's not true. All right? Some of these teams have bombed the draft, and they just don't know it yet. And
we don't know it. We
correct.
Don't know it yet. Right.
Correct. And some of these teams, but every front office will tell you, we got better. But some of these teams will hit it out of the park. The Rams have done that for the last 2 years when it comes to defense. And now they've got the youngest defense in the NFL, studs, and they're about to make another run at potential Super Bowl with their quarterback in place. But it's about drafting. And so we'll see what Charlotte writer Michael K. says about his team, the team he covers on a daily basis, and get his thoughts on what's going on there with Dave Cohen. Bryce Young, I say, their quarterback, and because he got benched last year, remember?
And that Dave Canales, and the word is it came from the boss. It came from the owner.
Well, what was crazy is he gets benched, and then he comes back. I think it's like week 8-ish, 9-ish, somewhere around there, because Andy Dalton got to a car accident with his family, and then so he, you know, they said, you're good, relax. But it allowed him to get back in a rhythm, and then we see him the last game of the season, and he looks like Superman.
Yeah, and this goes back to why we had to do two things, you know, get better on defense, commit to it. And that's why we did those two, of obviously Jalen Walker and then James Pierce Jr. But you're right. The guy threw for 251 yards and 3 touchdowns, a 73.5 completion percentage against us in the last week of the season, Carl, which was kind of basically the final stamp that, yes, he's got it. QBR was 123.5, nearly perfect against us.
It was really good. So we'll get into that coming up here in about 10 minutes. Hey, as we talk college football, it's that time of year, guys, where the sport itself is in chill mode, right? You've gone through spring football. You had spring games, whatever you want to call them at this point. You've done their evaluations, Mike. You had the portal open and close. You've added what players you want. And so USA Today comes out with this list of the top 25 coaches. You guys know who's at the top? Let's talk some dogs. Look, college football coaches with national championships should be at the top, and that is the case. Kirby Smart, again, is at the top, even though the Dogs didn't win the chip last year. But when you start to say, all right, who are the top dogs, pardon the pun, it's Kirby, it's Ryan Day, Ohio State, who had all that pressure, Mike, to get it done, and they finally do, beating Notre Dame in January for his first national title. And, you know, the deal with Ryan Day is, we've talked about this, he had beaten everybody except Michigan. Right, he's owning the Big Ten, overall record of 70-10, 45 or 46-5 in the Big Ten, Mike. When you talk about those losses, that's Michigan. Either way, he's now a national title coach. And then Dabo Swinney, who we haven't talked a lot about, But USA Today says, hey, you can't discount what he's done.
Look, he's got the natties, okay? He's got multiple natties. He beat Alabama. You know that. I mean, I believe in Sarkisian because, you know, all he's got to do is put the cherry on top of the sundae. But Dabo has been to the mountaintop. And, yes, Dabo probably had to have a few conversations with some of the big money boosters in Death Valley. You know, I mean, you may have to get in the portal. You know, is Klubnik – here's the thing, though. Is Klubnik going to finally be the best quarterback in college football this year? I mean, there were times last year it wasn't even like the top quarterback in the ACC with Cam Ward and some of the other guys. So, I mean, to me, I thought that Dabo is his only problem. And Kirby, you know me, I'm always lukewarm on his assistants since he lost some of his dudes.
Yeah.
But Kirby is keeping Georgia in the mix. That was not a great Georgia football team by Kirby's standards, and they still were just a few plays away from getting back in the title game, right?
They were.
But Dabo has got to make sure he has his – his assistants, I thought his offensive coordinators, they let him down in multiple games last year. That's the only, that would be the only Achilles heel I would say about Dabo.
So, do you have any issues with this, the order? Like Kirby, Ryan Day?
I think it's perfect. I had no problem. I wouldn't have James Franklin at 5.
Okay.
Because Penn State is famous for not bringing home the bacon. And look, you could argue their best game last year was probably the loss to Oregon in the Big Ten Championship. But the one that I found interesting, they got Dan Lanning ahead of Marcus Freeman. When Dan does what Marcus does, you know what I'm saying? Marcus Freeman, yeah, he took some lumps early on.
He did.
Some bad losses, but he's certainly right of the ship. You got to go all the way down. They got Brian Kelly at 10, Lane Kiffin at 9. The one thing that I noticed in this that I had issue with, they had him all the way down. I'm scrolling. They had Josh Heupel at 17.
Wow.
He had that team in the playoffs last year. I mean, that should count for something.
And half of those guys didn't want to be there.
Right.
They wanted a raise.
They wanted a raise. Kirk Ferentz at 14. Oh, God. Kirk Ferentz, please.
Oh, Iowa. The heartland.
You know, oh, boy. No, nobody scores less with less than Kirk Ferentz. And that's when they talk about the punter. But Kirk Cignetti made the top 13 in Indiana.
You don't like that dude, do you?
I want to see him. He was, you know what? I'll tell you what, brother.
Indiana.
Day-Day, because you weren't producing us last year. That cat was chirping, man. He was chirping a lot, and Nick Saban even said, you didn't talk this much back in the day. Remember he was on College Game Day? So Cignetti to me is, all right, let's see when all your James Madison guys leave the program, how you're going to do. Matt Campbell at Iowa State, pretty solid. Kelly at LSU at 10, though. You know Clemson goes to LSU this year to start the season?
Big game. Big game.
And don't you feel the hot seat? It's warm, right? It's warm for Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, yeah. Here's the problem with Brian Kelly, and this gets into the minutiae of what LSU had last year. You guys realize they put like almost their entire offensive line in the NFL? They had like 2 or 3 first-round picks, if I remember correctly. Mike, their offensive line was loaded. And you go, wait a minute, how could they have an offensive line like that? We talk about it all the time. If Georgia has 3 guys like that or 4 guys, right, they're playing for the natty. My point is, he's still getting players. The coaching's not there, Mike. Something's missing with LSU. It's not like LSU is not getting those guys anymore. So you're right. That is a big game to start. Let me say this about James Franklin. He has helped bring Penn State back to prominence. They're not winning natties, but they're relevant. And I think that is why James Franklin is on here. And again, we were talking about Penn State being in the playoffs. We didn't mention Sark at 4. Texas guys, they're back. They are, and it's a credit to Sark. And I've told Mike, they're going to spend a lot of money, allegedly, in NIL this year. We will see how that all shakes out. But it does come down to coaching, because what you learned last year with Georgia is Georgia still has a better coach in Texas right now. And until Sark beats Kirby and beats him for an SEC championship, Mike, like they did twice last year, then I can't put Sark any higher than what he currently is. But he's got Texas relevant. So I'm with you. I look at this list. Freeman has done a terrific job at Notre Dame, guys. We forget how young he was when he got that job and how that all played out and the pressure for then, what, a 35-year-old defensive coordinator.
Right.
African-American. Okay, here we go. And he's done a terrific job. So I'm with you on that. The guy that I'm interested in, I do not hate him. But how is Kalen DeBoer 8 on this list and they lost 4 games in his first year at Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're saying that, well, he really did a great job at his other stops. You know, assistant at Indiana, what he did at Washington, if you're looking at the, you know, in toto. But yeah, last year was another, any Alabama, every Alabama fan I know sits there and go, no, I believe in Kalen. No, it's good. Growing pains. They'll figure it out. There's not an Alabama fan who believes in him. Not one. Texting, why do you hate Alabama so much? Come on, guys. You knew there was going to be a transition, but nobody in God's green earth over on that side of the state line thought they'd be a 4-loss team.
Here's what they're saying over there. I'm talking about over there. Alabama. underneath their breath, Mike, and in those private rooms, you know what they're saying, right? He ain't saving.
That's right.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Publicly, they're saying, we love him. He's great. I think he's going to be really good. Door closes. He ain't saving. Four losses?
Well, and the thing is, it's not even that. I mean, if you go back and look, if South Carolina had better special teams, they'd probably lose that game too.
Totally agree.
You know, so that's five losses.
Yes, you're right. They had him. They had him.
And again, you can't go back. It happened. But, you know, I thought, look, that's why I'm always on Bobo. Just run the freaking ball. You had to get in this piss contest when it came to throwing the football against Alabama with Carson Beck.
You're saying he should have lost that one?
Yes,
that's six losses.
Should have lost to Vanderbilt. Well, they did lose to Vanderbilt. Sorry, Bama fans. But, yeah, South Carolina could have beat him on a field goal. You know, Mike, Tennessee beat him.
Mike, you know what this is? Kalen DeBoer's on this list only because he's the coach of Alabama, not because he's coached well at Alabama.
And Jalen Milroe, absolutely. That's why I thought Milroe needed to go back to college. That Oklahoma loss is just, that's horrible. Horrible for Alabama.
I'm just telling you. If anybody have a list, by the way, say what you want about Lane Kiffin.
Right.
He's a hell of a coach. Lane Kiffin's got Ole Miss.
And then think about this. Alabama played in the ReliaQuest Bowl.
What bowl?
The ReliaQuest Bowl.
Never heard of it.
Lost to Michigan. Scored 13 points.
That's seven losses.
So, I mean.
It should have been.
Now, here's the thing. If good news, bad news. If Alabama, if they lose to Florida State, that's good news for Florida State fans, but also bad news. It means Mike Norvell will get another 2 years. But I mean, but you lose to Florida. I don't know what Florida State's even going to be.
No, I don't either.
And I'm a freaking booster who's dumb enough to buy new tickets this year.
Okay.
But Alabama goes down to Tallahassee to start the season Saturday night.
Wait a minute. Day-Day just said something, and oh, I'm so glad you said it. Go ahead and say it publicly. Go ahead.
I said, in his defense, Saban lost six his first year.
Saban took over a program that Alabama fans don't want to admit was a mess.
Yeah, they lost to Monroe that year. Monroe.
It was a mess.
Yeah, and he also never lost more than two after that.
Of course. And this is prior to the portal, all right, and prior to NIL, which made it more difficult for him to turn the team over in the way that he did, which tells us coaching matters.
But hold on. He didn't get the key. Now, Saban got the keys to a Hugo. A Hugo, not a Hugo.
A Hugo.
But a Yugoslavian car, very boxy. A beater, a Saturn, a late model. Anyway, if you look at what he got. He got the keys. Kalen DeBoer got the keys to a brand new Mercedes.
They're in the national championship. And you're telling me, come on, Day-Day. I can't even compare what Saban came into. They had gone through multiple coaches through incidents, strip clubs, guys that they thought they were going to hire, and then they went all out and said, screw it, we're going to get Saban. Right decision. Took him a year. Prior to all this, I'm canceling all 60 of you guys, and I'm bringing a new 60 in. He flipped it with coaching and a few transfers. You couldn't do that when he took that program
over. I was just trying to soften the sun.
Well, you just didn't.
Well, I mean, like I said, now we're going to give some love. Since we poured all the haterade onto Alabama.
Who?
The haterade onto Alabama. I'm going to give love. They got Josh Heupel all the way down at 17.
You like Heupel higher than that.
Well, Pruitt left a frigging flaming garbage dump up there with the NCAA investigation and everything else. Heupel has had good quarterbacks. Yes, he's got to get over the hump and find a way to beat Georgia, just like Georgia in the old days had to beat Philip Fulmer, right?
You're right.
And Tennessee. But as far as Heupel, 17 with Jeff Brohm of Louisville ahead of him? Come on. I just mentioned Kirk Ferentz and that mediocrity. Kurt Cignetti. You know, Kyle Whittingham is a good coach at Utah. He's always consistently good. But I'm just saying, Heupel is doing God's work up there in Tennessee when you consider what he inherited.
Well,
and also to turn the complete thing around, you know, with the offensive style he implemented.
You know why I want to put him higher? Because he told his quarterback, go kick rocks.
Hey, Nico, pound sand. Here's your $4 million right here.
Right here.
Go climb Rocky Top and look for that with that moonshine still.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I'm putting him higher. Most of these coaches, probably Alabama's coach, would have caved, Mike.
Right.
They would have been like, what do you want? Iamaleavi, what do you want? What do you need? He said, no. Nobody's bigger than the program. Just for that alone, I would put him higher.
Right. But that was my beef on that. Because as we said, Matt Campbell has done some good things with Iowa State. But Lane Kiffin came in at 9. I think that's a perfect spot. He's doing some good things. He beat Georgia. I would argue that's the best win of his career.
Yes.
Against Georgia.
Yes.
He's had some other big wins, but that's a big one. And certainly, you know, they argue in the USA Today article he's the best Rebels coach since Johnny Vaught of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium fame. So that's I would say that's about right. He does well with the portal. He's putting quarterbacks in the NFL. Jackson Dart was maybe a bit of a surprise to some, but he won the first round. So that sounds about right for Lane Kiffin at 9.
All right, we're talking about USA Today ranking the top coaches. Hey, I just saw this. It just came down. Florida's DeJon Johnson faces four charges after an arrest. This is a Florida coroner.
Oh.
Two felonies, including possession of a firearm, two misdemeanors after his arrest over the weekend while driving a car in Tampa.
Oh.
They are saying that that Florida officials are aware of what happened. He's 21 years old. Mike was booked early Saturday, released.
This is a weapons charge.
Yep, on a bond, but this is one of their starting corners.
Remember Isaiah Crowell got nailed with a weapon, had the serial number scratched off it under the seat?
Yeah, we're talking about Florida. Yeah. By the way, this just came down there in Tampa.
Well,
so.
Hey, man, just when Billy Napier feels like he's coming out of the woods, right? That's one player. I mean, this doesn't find in the whole team, but that's a headache. Hey, by the way, hats off to Tech. Princeton offensive lineman Will Reed, 6'6", 305. That's the portal, right, Day-Day? He's coming down. And yesterday, I forgot to mention at the end of the show, some guys have him as a four-star, but he's a three-star linebacker. C.J. Gamble, who played at Carrollton, is coming to play for Brent Key at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they've added more beef up front, guys. And look, he knows what it takes. He certainly knows. Hey, when we get back, Michael Kay joins us, Charlotte Observer. We find out more about the Carolina Panthers and their draft and much more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.